The old-time radio era, sometimes referred to as the Golden Age of Radio, was an era during which radio was the dominant home entertainment medium. Families regularly gathered around to tune into their favorite programs. Enjoy today's special nostalgic broadcast as Project Independence and You presents the old-time radio.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you tonight, Roderick?
Say, Red.
No, don't call me Red. From now on, it's Richard. If Joe Brown can come on the air and say Los Angeles, you know, I can I can come on and change my name to Richard. That's my maiden name, of course. I'm a changed man, you know.
A changed man?
Yes, I got my laundry back today. You know, my girl works in the laundry, and to show my appreciation, I really showed her a good time.
Where'd you take your girl?
Well, you know the Macombo and Ciro's?
Yeah?
I took her down to the beach.
The beach, huh?
Yeah. We went out to the amusement pier there, and I took in all the concessions. The roller coasters. Oh, you know those roller coasters? They're wonderful. You get on them, you know, and they go zooming all around. They go up and down, make these dips and everything. Fast turns, you almost fall out if you don't hold on. Zoom, 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 like that. Boy, I'm glad it wasn't going. Well, we went from the roller coaster to the tunnel of love, the fun house, the tunnel of love, the merry-go-round, the tunnel of love.
Well, how come you went through the tunnel of love so many times?
Well, you know how dark it is in there.
Yeah?
Well, I want to see my rest, my fourth...
What?
Wait a minute. Here, old girl, look.
You can't pronounce it either.
What do you expect me to say? I don't know. Phosphorescent, is that what it is?
I guess that's it. Phosphorescent,
yeah. You know how dark it is in those tunnel loves?
Yeah?
I like to see my radium watch light up. Get none of your every week.
Sure do. Well, what else did you do at the pier?
Well, we went to see the freak show, but my girl didn't like it.
Why not?
When she walked in, the freaks went out and bought tickets to see how she looked.
Well, did anyone recognize you on the pier?
Yeah, when I got to the Ferris wheel, one of the operators says, "That's Red Skelton."
Then what happened?
Yeah, he waited till I got to the top, and then he shut the motor off and went home.
Well, Red, that was awful.
Yeah, there was an old lady on the ground, looked up, and she says, "My ham's really gone up, hasn't it?" Now our lovely Anita Ellis will sing an old favorite from some years back, On the Street of Regret.
When you're alone on the street of regret, and your eyes are dim and your cheeks are wet, when you know you've been wrong and it's too late to mend, you just stumble along wondering where you will end. When you're alone with your dreams of the past and you realize remember the glory happiness goes. The why or the wherefore, nobody knows. One day we love, one day we hate. How often we understand. And you realize what love means at last. Just remember the glory of love's own sweet story. When you're
Anita, and now we turn the pages of the Skeleton Scrapbook of Satire to a story entitled Old Letters in Trouble. Our characters are fictional. If there's any similarity to persons you know, you'd better get new friends quick. Chapter 120 is entitled Mail That Letter. This is the story of Willie Lump Lump and the trouble he had with an old letter that he forgot to mail. Well, I made it home, anyway. Yeah, I better put the old jalopy in the garage, I guess. Who closed that door? You know, doors are getting easier to drive through every day. I guess that green lumber we're getting, huh? Better be quiet so my wife won't hear me. I won't use the door. I'll climb through the window. The same guy must have closed the window.
Willie, is that you? The very idea of you coming in at this hour. Do you know what time it is?
I don't even know what day it is. Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it's not. You keep out of this stool, pigeon. Well, come on, get the lecture over with. Get the lecture over with.
Have you been at it again?
No, I ain't been at it again. I've just been out eating pretzels, is all. That's all, just pretzels. Of course, I had something to dunk them in, of course.
By the way, did you mail that letter to my brother?
Yes, I mailed it, yes.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
How could you mail it when I see it sticking out of your pocket?
How do you know it's not his answer to you? Details. Always details.
Well, before you go to bed, I want you to mail that letter.
At this hour of the night?
The fresh air will do you good.
It's windy enough in here when you open that big trap.
Willie, if you don't stop talking like that to me, I'll go home to Mother.
Well, when you go, take your father with you. I don't know.
When we were... When we were first married, you never used to go out at night.
I know, but that's before I learned how to get out of that straitjacket, you know. I learned how to pick the lock on my shackles, too, you know.
Those sometimes I wonder why I married you.
Because you were the only one at the Lonely Heart Club who could read my writing. Look, I'm sleepy. I'm going to bed.
Not going to sleep until you mail that letter.
All right. Where's my clothes? Where'd you put my clothes?
They're on you.
Always hiding things from me.
And why don't you take that outfit to the cleaners?
Oh, that benzene, they dunk you in pretty strong stuff, you know.
Willie, you're supposed to take the suit off when they clean it.
Well, I don't. This way we'll both shrink together. Hey, where'd you move the doorknob to? I can't reach it.
Well, get up off your hands and knees.
Oh, I'll be right back. Someday I'll fix her, but the last thing I do... Even with her, but the last thing I ever do... There's the mailbox. Well, look at that sweet little old lady waiting for a bus. Probably a little old scrub woman somewhere. Isn't she sweet? Good morning, Mother.
Don't speak to me, young man!
Crawl back into your cobweb, will you? I gotta mail this letter here. Funny, this box won't open up here.
I've got news for you. Yeah. That's not a mailbox. That's a police call box.
I'll get this thing open if it's the last thing I do. Must be for airmail, huh?
You keep that up and you'll get in trouble with the police.
I know what I'm doing here. I think I tilted it.
You hear that siren?
Yeah, it sounds like my old colleague song, it does.
Alice, what's the trouble here?
Officer, this man turned in the alarm.
You're a tattletale.
Oh, he did he? Well, buddy, you better have a good reason for ringing that alarm.
Well, I just heard a shot coming from that house over there.
Come on, fellas. All right, men, all together now. Keep your guns drawn. We'll break the door down.
Boy, they go in that house like it was for rent, don't they?
Oh, mister, what's going on in there?
There's some gangsters hiding in that house over there.
Well, what do the gangsters look like?
Oh, they look about like I do.
Oh, how horrible. Yeah. Police are coming out of the house with somebody.
Yeah,
get your mitts off me.
Come on, sister, come on.
Let me go.
Now you cut one of them, huh?
Willie, tell these men who I am.
They wouldn't believe me. You gotta give people proof positive now, Dan.
Thanks a lot for the tip, mister. I think we caught Needle Nose Nelly.
Well, I'd have swore it was Gravel Gert's son, no kidding.
Willie. Tell them I'm your wife.
Don't get familiar with me, Needle Nose.
Come on, sister. You're joining the Alcatraz Women's Auxiliary.
Wait a minute, officer.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Willie, I knew you wouldn't let me go like this.
No, I wouldn't let you go this way. Here, take this letter with it. You can give your brother the thing in person.